T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tim Wenger here for Randy Bushover, and we are talking about Bryant and Stratton. And I think one of the things that a lot of people may not realize about Bryant and Stratton is they're everywhere. I mean, there's three campuses we can talk about, and in studio to do that right now and talk about that and much more about Bryant and Stratton is Jeffrey Trudeau. He's the director of Western New York and Rochester campuses for Bryant and Stratton. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me this morning, Tim.
And I think that's something a lot of people don't know, and we can get into that in a minute, but you guys are not just one location.
Now, we're probably the biggest small college most people know.
That's awesome. That's cool. And by your side today, we've got Colleen Reedy, Director of Business Development and Community Relations with Bryant and Stratton. Colleen, welcome.
Thank you, Tim.
Appreciate you being here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, let's talk about the, you say small college, but
right.
Small college with a big reach, right?
Exactly. So we have 18 campuses across the country. We're in New York, Ohio, Virginia, and Wisconsin. I have the pleasure of working at all of those locations except Wisconsin. I've been with the college 26 years now, so I've worked at 16 of our 18 campuses during that time. And we serve just over 10,000 students across all of those campuses, but we do it in small local campuses. So students who attend get to the feel of a small college, small class sizes, yet the benefits of a larger organization.
And that must mean a lot to attracting students, right, Colleen? I mean, because you're local.
Absolutely.
You have big reach, but you're local.
Absolutely. One of the things we pride ourselves is that, like in Western New York, we have three campuses that, and we could have one large campus, but we have three small ones because we want to meet students where they are. We want to have those small class sizes instead of a larger campus. So yeah, we are everywhere in Western New York, actually.
All right, so we can talk academics. It's college, I know.
Sure.
But I know one of the cool things going on, you can tell me about your new basketball team.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So we brought athletics back in the 70s and early 80s. We actually had a basketball team at our downtown Buffalo campus. That team actually won a national title in 1978. So wow. This year, we brought basketball back. We made a great hire of a coach, Damone Smith, former NBA player. And in the first year of the program, he brought them to the Final Four in our national conference. We lost a close one in the semifinals by 3 points to the eventual champion, Oakwood. But we're really proud of that showing for the first year of bringing a sports team back.
And what has that meant to the college?
The excitement that comes with having athletes on campus and branding your Bobcats, we're the Bobcats, has really driven excitement onto the campus. It's driven enrollment. You get students who come, who hear about the program. They may not be going into athletics themselves, but they want to be a part of it. So we have plans to introduce additional sports teams as we move forward. Women's basketball will come aboard this fall. We're looking at men and women's soccer in the future. So a really neat growth opportunity for us and something exciting for Western New York. We're really proud to bring basketball back here. As everyone knows, there used to be a pro team here. So for us, bringing basketball to a college like ours is a really exciting endeavor for us.
You mentioned that title. You know, what year was that? Back in the
1978.
Okay.
The coach was Tommy Griffin, brother of then Mayor Jimmy Griffin.
Yep.
Yes.
So okay. That's
we still have that big trophy sitting in the office downtown.
All right. So that seems like a long time ago, but your history goes much deeper than that. We're talking 165 years.
Pretty amazing, right? We're one of the oldest institutions of higher ed here in Western New York. We are one of the oldest proprietary schools in the entire country. So, you know, 165 years to remain relevant and competitive and contemporary over those years, it's really required the college to be transformational. So if you were to go back into the 80s and look at the programs we ran, we trained people for very specific jobs. Key punch operator is a good example. In the 90s, as the workplace started to change, we incorporated critical skills into our curriculum. So students were not only learning technical skills necessary for their program, but those skills that employers were looking for in every employee. As we moved through the 90s into the 2000s, it became workplace competencies. So what you find in our curriculum, it's very responsive to the employment community. We're in constant contact with local employers, hearing what their needs are, what they're looking for in future employees, and we incorporate that into our curriculum so that our graduates, when they complete their education, not only go to work, but they go to start a career, and they can grow within that career field.
Y'all want to talk a little bit about some of the curriculum? I mean, I know it probably goes deeper than we can get into right here, but I know you've got an awful lot to offer.
Absolutely. So I'll talk about it in some broad umbrellas. So we have allied health programs. That includes things like medical assisting. We are one of the largest suppliers of medical assistance to the employment community here in Western New York. We offer one of the only degree programs in that, and graduates of it are eligible to sit for a certified medical assisting certification. We have physical therapy assistant, a newer program for us, a couple of years it's been aboard. That's a very exciting field. We have business programs, technology programs, a little bit on the art side, graphic design. So we look to have a wide range of offerings for students at both the 2- and 4-year level. We have 4-year degree programs now as well, and that's part of that transformation I was talking about. We continue to grow based on the needs of the communities we serve.
With the different campuses, you know, if you're a student, I mean, do you go to just one and stay there, or are you mobile? Do you move around?
You both. Either. Yeah. You can do either, Tim. Like I said, we have 3 Western New York campuses, 1 in Amherst, 1 downtown Buffalo, 1 in Orchard Park, and an online division, fully online division of the college. So students tend to come to us near their neighborhood, for instance, Orchard Park or Amherst, downtown Buffalo. But they can move around. They absolutely can move around if they want to, or maybe there's a course that we're only offering at one of the specific campuses. So, and we want our students to learn and grow, not just in their own neighborhood. So we want our suburban students maybe to get an urban feel or whatever. So they have a choice, basically. And, a lot of them will move around.
That's cool. This is Buffalo Means Business on WBEN, and we are talking with the folks at Bryant and Stratton College, and Jeffrey Trito is in studio, director of Western New York and Rochester campuses, and that voice you just heard, Colleen Reedy, director of business development and community relations. You mentioned the online aspect. That has to be so important now, right? I mean, to be able to offer people that flexibility of an online degree.
It is so important, and again, that goes to serving the customers who come to us. That is the fastest growing division of the college, is online programs. We also offer a blended format, which gives students a little bit of both. You do part of the course in a virtual or online environment, and part of it face-to-face. And then we have the traditional classroom base. So a lot of varied modalities for students to choose from. And, you know, as Colleen noted, that goes back to meeting the student where they're at, right? Our average student age is 28 years old. So it's an adult learner who's coming back. They're working. They have a family. They need that flexibility in scheduling and delivery in order to pursue their program, get through it in a timely manner, and ultimately get out into that workforce. And that's what students come to us for. They come to us to get a degree so they can begin earning.
I'd still need the classroom, though, you know?
And
I wouldn't
know
have
what,
that
Tim?
Discipline these folks
Surprisingly,
have.
We might be in the same demographic, Tim.
we have, that's the beauty. We have it all. Yes, and right. Every day we hear from students saying, oh, I need online, or I need blended, or I want to go to face-to-face. We have it all. And we will sit down with that student. That's the beauty of our small, very personalized approach. We will sit down with that student and say, okay, let's work a schedule that works for you. And it might be a combo of all of those. So we're very proud of that. We're very proud that we meet our students.
You allude to it, but I think the smallness of your bigness, I guess, is that, you know, it sounds really odd, but your reach is so great, yet you're small enough that you can give individual attention to students.
Yes.
That's
one of the things that we do at the college when students are ready to graduate. We do an exit interview. So we just find out what was the student's experience, what did they learn, what kind of opportunities they think we have, and there's two things that come out every single time, which I find very amazing. Students say, what are the most positive aspects of your college? Small size, small classes, individualized attention, and our superb faculty.
That's terrific. All right, we have a really cool event coming up, Buffalo Means Business, on April the 11th, and you are good enough to be involved in it. Tell us what we can expect from Bryant and Stratton.
Yeah, we're really excited to be part of it. So we'll have a booth located at the event right next to Jill Schlesinger from Money on CBS TV. She's doing a book signing there. We'll be next to her in a booth. With information about our programs and our classes. If you're an employer out there, a business out there that wants to hear about how we may be able to customize a curriculum for your needs, please stop by and see us. We'd love to talk with you. As Colleen and I have both been saying, we are responsive to our customer both from a student point of view and an employer point of view. In our mind, they're both our customers. So whether you're a prospective student or you're an employer, please stop by and see us and hear what we have to offer.
I think it's great you're next to Jill. I know Jill. She has a radio show on WBEN that she does on Saturdays, and we run it on Sundays too right now. But she's smart, and she talks about people making smart decisions, and I would think that she is going to fit comfortably next to you folks because I think she'll agree it's a smart decision to utilize Bryant and Stratton.
We're thrilled to be near her and yes. work with her on this. We also wanted to mention about this event is the college brought me back. I was with the college quite a while ago for a long time, continued my career in higher education, came back a couple years ago because we wanted to expand our reach in businesses in a different way. We've always had excellent partnerships with employers that hire our graduates, but a new kind of enhancement that we've brought to the community is the ability to take our classes to businesses. We have new ways that we can partner with businesses and community organizations to do customized training, personalized classes just for that business. We have special scholarships for businesses who want to help their employees go back to school. So that's another thing that we're going to have at this event is information about ways that you can partner with Bryant and Stratton that you may never have thought you could.
That's awesome.
But, we're super excited about
it. All right,
it.
Well, I'll be there, and I look forward
Good.
To seeing you there.
Thank
so
you.
I'm glad you both will be there. I saved the best for last. I can tell you my late mother was a graduate of Bryant and Stratton.
Fantastic.
And she had a great
Yay.
Experience. She always talked about it, had a business degree from Bryant and Stratton downtown, and was a longtime Buffalo resident and did very well with it. So
it is amazing how many people I run into in Buffalo who have stories similar to that. We have a lot of alum out there in this community, being around 165 years. So super happy to hear that your mother enjoyed her experience and really got out of it what she was looking for.
All right, Jeffrey, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and Colleen, you too. I appreciate it. We'll see you on April 11th.
Fantastic. Thank you so
All
much.
All right, that's Colleen Reedy, Director of Business Development and Community Relations, with Bryant and Stratton, and Jeffrey Trido. He is the director of Western New York and Rochester campuses for Bryant and Stratton. It is Buffalo Means Business here on WBEN.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.